all the men are deserting me, including my wife deserting me tonight. I don't think I've ever preached without my wife being in service, and she's back teaching the kids. She's got a class on Sunday night teaching the little kids back there, and she enjoys doing that. So I told Kelly Rowley, I said, Kelly, I look at you, you smile at me, right? I'm like a 747. It takes me a long time sometimes to get off the runway. I hope I get off the runway and don't crash. Amen. Hey, Eric said he was nervous. You know, preachers and song, we're normal. Did you know that? We get nervous just like you get nervous. And, you know, when you stand before people, you want to do a good job for the Lord. That's the most important thing. You want to get the Word of God across. You want to help people. You know, ministry's helping people. Acts 20:28 talks about ministers being called of God by the Holy Spirit, and it says feed the flock. That's our responsibility, is to feed the flock. And so we want to do that, and we want to do a good job. But it takes two. It takes me speaking, it takes you listening. And to help a nervous preacher out, you can say amen once in a while. It makes him feel good, right? Yeah, I don't have to say anything good or anything, just say amen. I get it, man. Well, I want you to turn to 1 Samuel 1:15. I'm going to speak tonight on a subject. I try to get away from this, but as preachers, you got to do what the Lord wants. I'm going to speak on the sorrow of the heart. The sorrow of the heart. And I want you to listen. We all have sorrows, don't we? We really do. Some of them are really heavy. And I had Jimmy's Sunday school class this morning, and it says in Job about sparks flying upward, and some sparks are little sparks. You know, they don't go up. You ever did a marshmallow and a hot dog thing? You know, you see some sparks, they don't get off fire very far, and then some get a little bit farther. And then some really go up there. You know, that's how sorrow of the heart is. Sometimes, our hearts have sorrow. You know, sometimes it's more, and sometimes are really heavy. And I just want to try to help us tonight with the sorrow of the heart. I want to talk about Hannah here tonight, if you would. It starts off in verse 10, and it says, "And she was bitterness of the soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sorely. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on my afflictions of thy handmaiden, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaiden, but will give unto thy handmaiden a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued to pray before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth." Now, that's a priest. Amen. "Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit." You notice that? I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. "I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." A woman of a sorrowful spirit. And that spirit reflected on her at that time. And she to the point where Eli thought she was drunk. And of course she wasn't. She was praying unto the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we all have troubles and trials and sorrow of heart, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you're a God that knows all these things. And Lord, again, in your word, there's hardly any theme that's not written thy word and that you have the answer to and to help us, Lord. And a sorrowful heart. If there's somebody here tonight who has a heart full of sorrow, I pray, Lord, you'll help that person tonight. There's a reason, Lord, I'm preaching this message tonight. And I pray it will fulfill the need of someone tonight, Lord, and help them. We love you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sorrow of heart. It says in Proverbs 15:13, "But by the sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken." And probably maybe you want to write some of these verses down. Tonight I would like to speak on sorrow. What is sorrow that it can have the power to break one's spirit? Boy, that's something, isn't it? Have the power to break one's spirit. In 2 Corinthians 2:7, that one can be swallowed up by much sorrow, meaning overcome with grief. They can be overcome with a sore heart, grief. Amen. Swallow, it means waste of him. Amen. The waste of him. The word break in Proverbs 15:13 means this: to afflict, to stricken, to wound the heart, a sorrow heart. Have you ever had a sorrow heart? You know what I'm talking about here? Amen. If you haven't, you will. Amen. But you'll meet a lot of folks that have a sorrow heart. Been in the ministry, we meet kids have sorrow hearts, man. I mean, there's no respect to person when it comes to the heart and the sorrow of the heart. And sorrow are very, very powerful enemies of the heart. And in 2 Corinthians, again, the 2:7 there, it says swallowed up, meaning to devour or to drown. Amen. Sorrows are very powerful, and they can destroy, amen, the soul. People are destroyed by sorrow. You know, it's a shame today that, we have the Bible. You can turn to the Bible and get the answer, get the cure for it. But it's a shame, but people go to the dope, they go to drugs, they go to everything. And the truth of the matter is they never get no solution for the sorrow. You know, it's just false, that's all. It might last for, a moment, a couple hours or something, but I thank God we can have, amen, the medicine to cure the heart, to give us strength, amen, when we do have a sorrow heart. And the sorrow devotes a grief of every kind, amen, of any kind. It comes from many different directions and can be caused by many different things. Absolutely, amen. The biggest sore is death. Oh, my. I don't know how many funerals I've had. The flowers, you probably had plenty of them, too. I've had a lot of funerals, boy. You will see sorrow of the heart. I've seen screaming, crying. It can be a terrible time. But I thank God for those who are Christians and know the truth. Amen. Know that death's a promotion. Did you know the only way you get to heaven is through death? Amen. And the ones that know that, and their heart's not, so it's not dragging them down. It's not breaking them. They're not grieved. Amen. They know where the loved ones are going. Amen. Where they'll see them again someday. The biggest source is death, and it can come from sickness, loss of friends, loss of a job, amen. A family split, a church split. Oh my, seen sorrow of heart when it comes to church splits, amen. I hope you never have one. You ought to pray against it, amen. Through disappointment, persecution, or cares, it can come any way, all different ways. Sorrow over our sins, amen. It's our Christian character. You know, people want to live right and can't live right because they don't obey the word of God, but they get grieved over their sin. They really do. And sin pulls them down. And they know that. Amen. And they weep over that. They have a sorrow heart over that. And, of course, we know the solution. Amen. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us. Amen. Cleanse us all in righteousness. But we also have the victory when it comes to that. Amen. So sorrow over sin, Christian character, unfaithfulness. You know, some people want to be faithful, they just can't be faithful. That's sad, isn't it? They don't have the strength, they don't have the faith to be faithful. I mean, this place could be packed out tonight, right? But, there's more important things to some people, but people even sorrow over their faithfulness to God. They really do. They want to be, but they just haven't got there yet, amen? How innumerable are the sorrows, amen, the sorts of sorrows that come to a person's heart? Multitudes, amen? Since the fall of man, there has not been a day or an hour or a moment in which this has not been but a sorrowful world we live in. I mean, sorrow is just no respect to person. It just don't happen in America. It happens everywhere in the world. Amen. People, boy, go down to Puerto Rico. Amen. Go to the Caribbean. Go down to Texas. People lost their homes. Their hearts are heavy. Amen. Have a lot of sorrow. And it hurts. It really hurts. And you wonder what the answer is, amen? There has not been a nation or a tribe or a village that has not come under the sorrow, amen? My heart's sorrow. You know, I have a sorrow heart because of the church, the state of the church. You know, I love the church. I've been saved over 40 years. To see the rock music come into our churches and the plays and everything but preaching. Doesn't that bother you? It bothers me, amen. So people are looking for a good church, so stay good, amen. Keep preaching, be back your preacher, amen. Come, be faithful. It's important. It really is. There's people looking, amen, for churches. And that just, my heart sorrows over, we're supposed to Pastors are supposed to preach the word of God, feed the flock of God. And they're doing everything under the sun, laziness. My home church, after years and years and years and years and years, shut the doors on Sunday night. That bothered me so much. It really did. And it broke my heart that a pastor, amen, would close the doors of the church I got saved in. That's the state we live in. Church is in a terrible state. Thank God for a good church, folks. Amen. You all praise it. You all pat your, you know, pastor on the back and tell him he's doing a good job and keep up the good work. Amen. Not a family, amen, where there's not been grief and sorrow. There's not a family that hasn't been touched by that. You know that's true. No one rises up in the morning with any certainty that he may, amen, not end the day with grief and sorrow. You never know. It only takes a phone call. You know, that's all it takes. My wife went to the doctors for a mark on the back and ended up with cancer. Amen. I mean, that's how fast, you know, bad news comes fast. You know, thank God we handled it the right way. And I want to share with you how you can do that. And so many a pillow has been witten, amen, by tears from a sorrow heart. Cried the way to sleep, amen, because I have a broken heart. Oh, I'm telling you. Morning may bring light, but it might not bring joy. Amen. It might not bring joy. One of the greatest curses of sin is the sorrow which came with it. Amen. I think of David. Think about David. You know, David was a man of God, and, you know, after God's own heart. But you know what? He committed the sin with Bathsheba. You know, it cost him his child. Not only did it cost him his child, but Absalom, amen, killed Ammon. How would you like to have that in your family, amen? And, Absalom rebelled against his father. You know, David's prayer in Psalm 115 of repentance says, restore the joy. What is he talking about? The joy of his heart. His heart was sorrowful, amen? Just think about that. If your brothers killed each other, and, you know, sin brings sorrow to the heart. But there's one thing that is not welcome, and that's sorrow. Nobody's looking for that. Amen? Sorrow has the power to break the spirit of a man. Again, in Proverbs 15:13, but the sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. You want to see a broken person? See somebody's heart's broken. You'll see a broken person. Amen? And you feel for him. You want to reach out for him. Thank God God's reached out. Amen? And he came to help. Yeah, you can say amen. It's all right. Let's all say amen. Amen. With sorrow of the heart, amen, becomes dominant. It causes the spirit of soul to be afflicted, amen, and wounded. Proverbs 17:21 says, but a broken spirit, amen, means it's broken, amen. It causes one life to be wasted when a person is in sorrow, deep grief. Amen. That life is being wasted. It takes your strength. You have no physical strength. You have no mental strength. A person is full of sorrow and has a heavy heart. It causes one to be despondent, depressed, and despair. A sorrow heart does. Proverbs 22:15 says, my strength is dried up like a potage. Amen. That means it's dried up. It means it's dried out. There's no life. There's no strength to it. That's what that's talking about there. Proverbs 18:14 says, the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity. Amen. The spirit of a man. And the Bible is just full of, you know, the Bible says this, but a wounded spirit, who can bear it? Who can bear it? Nobody can bear it. Amen. A spirit which has been wounded by sorrow is broken. It's in pain. It's grieving. Amen. And needs help. It definitely needs help. Amen. Sorrow will make the heart heavy and bring it down. That's what it's talking about. There's not a sadder thing than when you see somebody that's brokenhearted. Oh, my soul. I'm telling you, it's so sad. I was at work. I used to be a machinist, and I was working. And one of my best friends, got a phone call. It was from the hospital. You know what the hospital said to him? Said your wife was dead on arrival, head-on collision. Oh, my soul, that man didn't know what. I never seen anything like it. He went from a state of joy, you know, peace, and all of a sudden he was grieving like crazy. His heart was heavy and sorrowful. And he was weeping. He ran out the door. He was weeping, amen, heading for the hospital. I can imagine what was last weekend when the boy here got killed head on. You know what that does to your heart, breaks your heart. And it's a heavy, amen. It's heavy. It really is. It brings it down. It brings the heart down, amen. It makes it scoop. Heaviness in the heart of a man make it stoop. Stoop means of this. It means to oppress it, amen. To bring it down. So stoop means to fall under the weight of that sorrow. It's like putting 200, 500 pounds on your back, just weighing you down. You can't do. What can you do with all that weight? If you know a person that's heavy and sorrow is brokenhearted, they can't hardly even move. Some of them don't even get out. I know somebody, they went to bed and they stayed in bed. I remember a pastor friend of mine, his church had a split. All of a sudden, just like that, the devil works, you know. He had a split, and he went to his bedroom, closed all the windows in the dark, and he laid there for weeks and weeks and weeks. He went from 1,100 just down to hardly anything. His heart was broken. And that's what it does, amen. It makes it scoop. It makes it heavy, amen. It cannot function right, cannot think right, cannot produce right. It's just the person's not right. You know, you say you put a lot of emphasis. Yeah, I'm trying to say something, amen. I'm trying to say something. If you don't have a sorrow, you'll meet somebody that will. Amen. Listen to Psalm 38:6. I am troubled. I am down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. Isn't that something? Go mourning all the day long. A sore heart not only affects you, amen, afflicts you, but afflicts others too. I want you to look at Jeremiah, if you would, for a minute. Jeremiah affects others. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2. It says this, wherefore the king said unto, he's talking to Nehemiah, the king is, why is thy countenance sad? Isn't that amazing? For Nehemiah to go in the presence of the king with a sad countenance, that's a no-no. That's a bad thing. That could be life or death sentence, amen? And he goes in there. He can't help it, though. His heart's sore because he heard the news of Jerusalem, the walls are torn down, amen? His loved ones are being affected by it. And he goes on to say, wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of the heart. You see that? This king noticed it. Nehemiah had a heavy heart. He was really grieved to the point where his countenance even showed it. And you know, that's heavy, is it not? And it could have been life to death to him. He could have lost his life over that, amen? But he had a sorrow, seeing how he said, are you sick? What's wrong with you? Amen. This is nothing else but the sorrow of a heart. And it affects others. You meet somebody with a heavy heart, you'll know it. You meet somebody who's grieving heavily. I'm talking about heavily, amen. Loss of a loved one, you know, split marriages. Oh man, isn't there all kinds of things that can bring the heart down, amen? Make the heart heavy. All kinds of things in life. It really can. But it just don't affect you, but it affects others. They see that. They notice that. Amen. Sorrows are very powerful. They are very real. What can we do when they come into our hearts? What can we do? Now I got the answer. God's got the answer, not me. Amen. I don't have the answer. I wish I did have the answer, but God's got the answer here. Amen. And I praise the Lord that we can find, as Christians, we can find the answer in the Bible. Amen. That God gives us for this. So that's what I want to bring now. And I want to try to help us. Amen. Maybe you can help somebody. Maybe you have a sorrow heart now. You know? Maybe tomorrow morning you'll get a phone call, you'll have one. What can I do? Amen. Well, God's got the answer. Amen. Can I say this? It already has been done for us what we can do. Thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord, amen. God's already He knew about sorrow. He put so much in here about the heart being sorrowful that he's got the answer for us. Now, folks, I've already been called this tonight the master plaster. Now, I don't, the people who know me, they, Carl, you better not be hiding in your Bible. Now, master blaster don't sound very good, but I'm pretty calm tonight, amen? I'm not screaming or yelling. This is the real me, amen? They gave me that name when the church I was at, and I have no idea why they did that for. I really don't. before I start, I just want to throw that in there. I appreciate this church. This church has helped Lynn and I. Your pastors helped us out. We were looking, and thanks to Carl. Carl, he's a good guy. Carl's a good guy, isn't he? You know, he comes cut my grass every week. Now, he hadn't cut it for the last 3 weeks, so it's pretty. I told you the last time he cut it. Now, you don't have to come back, Carl. It's going to get. Now, we had frost this morning. Did you know that? We had frost this morning. But no, he does. He comes cuts my grass for me. I appreciate Carl. I really do. He's a good man. All right, what's the answer to this? Amen. It's already been done. God's already taken care of him. We are complete in Christ. Did you know that? Everything we need. Amen. We can draw from the well. Amen. Jesus Christ. Everything. Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers." Everything has been accomplished for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, my soul. Before I got saved, I thank God for salvation. God knows that sorrow could come into our lives. He knows that, amen. He knows of the power of sorrow. Amen. He knows that sorrow can do in our hearts. It can make us not effective. You know, it can take us out of the ministry. I praise the Lord. I don't look at man. I look at Jesus. Amen. You look at man, you can have a sorrowful heart. Men fall, you know that, don't you? Amen. But if you keep your eye on Jesus, amen, he's not going to fall. And we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. So he knows the power of sorrow. He knows what sorrow can do to our hearts. Listen, Philippians chapter 4. I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4, if you would, please. By the way, appreciate you coming. The preacher is out of town. You know, his heart would be sore if he knew that the church didn't support him while he was gone. Do you know that? He would. Now, I praise the Lord you're here. We had a good crowd this morning. Appreciate Brother Flower's message this morning. But, you know, preachers find out everything. Did you know that? One reason why, because his secretary's here. Some of the deacons are here. Amen. Pastors have a way of finding out things. And we don't want to make his heart sorrowful, do we? Amen. So we want to be faithful. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4 of you in verse 6. 4 and verse 6. Well, let's look at verse 5. "Let your moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Aren't you glad the Lord's at hand? Amen. Amen. I taught this morning on prayer in Sunday school class, and his ear is open to our cry. Amen. God is already the answer to prayer. He's at hand. Amen. He's not going anywhere. So I praise the Lord is at hand. And it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus." The peace of God. I want you to notice that. The peace of God. We need the peace of God when we have a sorrowful heart. Amen. It said, "We'll keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. So the peace, we need God's peace. That's so important. We're supposed to let our prayers be known unto God. Amen. When our hearts get sorrowful, we're supposed to go to the Lord and tell the Lord, "Lord, I got a sorrowful heart, and this is why I got a sorrowful heart, amen? And I need your peace, and give me peace, amen? It passeth all understanding." Can you imagine a peace that passeth all understanding? That's unbelievable, amen? God is a good God, amen? "Let your requests be made unto God," amen? And verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." What is the peace going to do? The peace is going to keep a guard Amen? And minds. Amen? That's what the word keep means. It means to guard. You know, safe keep our minds and our hearts. That's what the peace of God does. Amen? And I praise the Lord. So when sorrow comes, peace will keep us, amen, from being overpowered by sorrows. Isn't God wonderful? We have the peace of God. I mean, we're not talking about sorrows now. We're talking something more powerful than what sorrows are. And that's the peace of God. And the peace of God keeps a guard. Keep, that word keep means guard. I was in the air police, amen? And we kept a lot of things, amen? And we guarded. What we did, we guard things, amen? That was our responsibility. And that's what this word keep means. It means to guard our hearts from the sorrows. From sorrow bring us down. From sorrows causing us deep grief, amen? From sorrows, amen? That we won't respond. We won't respond to that sorrows and be non-productive, amen? Or brought down and being grieved. I praise the Lord, amen? This peace of God is powerful. And so when sorrows come, peace will keep us from being overpowered by it. And I don't know about you, but when sorrow comes to mind, I don't want to be overpowered by the sorrows. Amen? I want to still be able to function. I still want to be able to produce. I still want to have joy in my heart. Amen? And I got to have something to do that. And God says this peace will keep your heart and guard it from the sorrows, from the powers of the sorrows. Amen? That's, to me, that's wonderful. Amen? When sorrows come, we pray. We make our request. I spoke on prayer twice now in Jimmy's class. We need to learn to pray. You know, we need to learn to pray. But we're never going to be able to pray, folks, if we don't have faith. You don't pray, your faith prays. Now, I talked about Jonah today in Jimmy's class. You know, Jonah was swallowed up by a whale. He had no escape, no way to escape whatsoever. 3 days, three nights, he's in the belly of a whale. And you know what he did? Finally woke up and what he realized? You know, hey, my God can deliver me. If I put my faith in God. So what he did, his faith says, well, let's pray. And Jonah prayed, and guess what? Jonah was delivered. I mean, you know, we need to learn to pray. Lord, I have sorrow in my heart. This thing has afflicted my heart, amen? And it's going to take me down, but I'm asking you, Lord, to give me your peace, amen, from allowing that sorrow to have power over me and bring me down and steal my joy. You know, my joy is not for sale. I don't know about yours, amen? I'm not, my joy, I don't want to lose my joy. And so we got to learn to pray. And that's very important. Hannah here prayed. She had a sorrowful heart, but she says that she prayed and seek God and wept. Amen? That's very, very, very important. So praying is very important. Amen? We have a sorrow heart. We need to come to God. He to come to God must what? Believe that he is, and he is what? A rewarder. And there's no sense for us to have a sorrowful heart, amen, if we're not willing, amen, to go to God. And that's why this book is so important, because it produces a faith in God to believe that God can do that for us. And if we refuse to read the book, then it's our fault. Amen? And we're going to go down. And we're not going to get up. And that sorrow could take you to suicide. Suicide, you hear me? It could drive you to alcohol. It can drive you to all kinds of places. Amen? We don't need to go there, folks. Amen? We need to learn to pray. But I'm going to tell you, you're not going to pray. Jonah realized, amen, there's a God in heaven that controls everything, including this whale, amen, and God deliver me. And God did deliver him. And I praise the Lord for that. What an example here, amen. Did Hannah get a baby? She had a sorrowful heart. Well, when that baby come, guess what? God did the impossible. Don't you like that? God can do the impossible. Nothing's too hard for God. But you know, you got to have faith in God that God can do those things. Amen, and believe that. Pray. We need to pray. Amen. Sorrow has power, but peace has more power. Why? Because peace comes from God. Amen. And God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. There's nothing God can do. He can do everything. We believe. Do you believe that? I hope you believe it. It may be a life-saving thing someday. If not, I want you to think about it. Amen. When you come, when sorrow comes into life, I want, hey, there's a God in heaven can give me peace. He can guard my heart from this sorrow, that it won't bring me down. It won't destroy me. Won't destroy my family. Won't destroy my ministry. Hey, a couple years ago, I could have been out of here. Amen. But I had my eyes on Jesus. Amen. And he gave me peace. Amen. And I'm here, now you got to put up with me. I'm sorry about that, folks. You got to put up with me. I'm not a bad guy. Ask Tom. Tom's known me for, oh my, a lot of years, huh, Tom? Anyway, so John 14:27 says, Jesus said to his disciples, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. A troubled heart, amen, a troubled heart is a heart which is not, amen, guarded by peace. Jesus said, I give my peace to you. He's not talking about salvation. That's peace with God, amen. If you're here tonight and you're lost, you're an enemy of God, and there's no peace. The only way you get a peace treaty with God, amen, is accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Then you have peace with God. But until then, amen, you don't have no peace with God. And I'm sorry to say this, but the wrath of God's on you. And that'll make your heart. You know, I walked into a church, a lost man, 40-some years ago. And boy, my heart was heavy. I knew I sinned. Amen. I knew what it was. It's nice to know who you are and what you've done. And when Pastor Moore got up and preached, oh, my soul, the Holy Spirit just smoked my heart. I come out of the third row, come down bawling like a baby. Now, you don't have to be bawling to be saved. But, brother, I was a wicked man. Amen. I didn't get saved until I was 36 years old. And I had a sorrowful heart. But thank God, that day, amen, I made a covenant with God. Now I got peace with God through Jesus Christ. I'm going to go to heaven because what Jesus has done for me. If you're lost here tonight and you're not saved, man, hey, you got an opportunity. You know the Bible says today is the day of visitation? You know, God doesn't visit you whenever you want God to visit you. He comes to you. And that day, in that pew, God visited me and convicted my heart that I was a sinner. And I come out of that pew and came down to Pastor Moore, amen, and thank God I got peace with God. Listen, you just can't put off salvation and think. I listen to this story. I worked with a guy called John Brown. John Brown, he was a good guy. Gave him the gospel. He says, I know I got to be saved, Ron. And I want to be saved like you're saved. You know, I want to go to heaven. But not right now. Hurricane come up the East Coast. I'm from New Jersey. Hurricane comes up the East Coast. Amen. His dad had built a cellar house. And hadn't been used for years. He never finished it. But this hurricane's come up, so John was worried about this hurricane, so he went over and checked the house, the cellar house, so he could get in if he needed to. He opened the door, and he smoked cigars all the time. He flicked that flicker, hit that cigar. When he did, it exploded. Exploded, blew him right out of there. 90% of his body was burnt. He died. But you know what? God had visited him. I know I need to be saved, but not right now. Let me tell you something. When God visits your heart and speaks to your heart and convicts your heart of your sin, amen, you need to get saved then and now. Amen. You don't need to wait. Waiting is, you know, that's the devil's tool. Just wait. You can get saved someday. You don't even know if you got tomorrow. We're like a vapor cloud. We're here today, maybe gone tomorrow. Amen. So if you're here today, you need to be saved. You need to get saved. Amen. You need to get saved today. You need the peace with God. We're talking about the peace of God over here. Amen. So the key verse here, amen, the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Peace which passes all understanding. It's possible, amen, to conceive or imagine this peace which is imparted to us. It's almost impossible, but it's there. Amen. It's the highest possible kind. Amen. It's not earthly peace. It's heavenly peace. It's from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Peace comes through Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians, amen, 3:16 says this. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. By all means, the Lord be with you. Amen. God's peace is available to all of us. You know, the Lord of peace. He's the Lord of peace. You need a calm heart. You need a secure heart. Amen. God's got a peace for you. That's what it says here. Amen. God's peace is available to all of us. We cannot understand it, but we can trust in it, amen, and be comforted by it. And if that's what God says, that's just God's word. He cannot lie. That's a promise, amen. And he said, he'll give you that peace. And 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. That's a promise from God, folks. You can put your money on that. Amen. He'll be with you. He'll be with you. He wants to be with you. Amen. There's someone tonight needs God's peace. They need God's peace. And tonight, someone might need peace with God. Somebody needs to be saved tonight and have the peace with God. And Proverbs 8:13 is for the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Amen. And I don't want that. I'm sorry. I don't want to go there. Where do I want to go? I want to go to peace. Amen. And anyway, let me finish this off. I want to finish this off. But God has promised us peace, all right? And we need that peace of God. So here's the situation. A lot of trouble is going to come in our hearts. A lot of sorrow is going to come in our hearts. Amen. God's got the answer. What's the answer? Tell me. Peace with God. Amen. Praying and asking God to give us this peace that passes all understanding. And tonight it's available to you. He said if I don't get done in time, he's going to cut me off anyway. But we need that peace. Amen. We need God's peace tonight. And I don't know, if you might not be saved. Remember God's visitation. He visits. Amen. He gives you an opportunity. He speaks to your heart about being saved. He convicts you of your sin. And you need to get saved. And if you have sorrow tonight, or you know somebody's in sorrow tonight, amen, you can give some of these verses. I hope you wrote down some of these verses. Amen. About God's peace. And God will give you that peace. We need to pray and ask God for peace. Amen. God said he would give us peace. He is our peace. Amen. Aren't you glad what we have in Christ Jesus? Amen. I praise the Lord. I needed God's peace many times. And my wife got cancer, and we heard about that. We asked the Lord to help us, and God did. We had peace about it, and praise the Lord, they got all the cancer. Amen. And I praise the Lord. And we had peace about it. We just trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Lean not upon our own strength. All our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Let's pray tonight. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we know the sorrows come into our heart. We know, Lord, that multitude of people, Lord, have had a sorrowful heart, a heavy heart, whatever you want to describe it as, a grieving heart. And Lord, if somebody here tonight might have that kind of heart, and I pray, Lord, they would leave their seat tonight and come down to the altar here. And Lord, pray and ask you, Lord, to give them peace. Put a guard around their heart. And Lord, give them peace in their heart and trust in you, Lord, to meet the need. And Lord, we thank you for that. Someone here tonight might need the peace with God. They might be lost. They need to be saved. And I pray tonight, Lord, you speak to that heart tonight. Lord, and I pray that tonight to get right with God and learn how it is to be saved and have the peace of going to heaven when they die instead of going to a burning hell. Lord, I don't know what your will is, but I do pray, Lord, that you'll speak. I pray, Lord, the altar is open. I pray people will come, Lord, and get have their needs met tonight. Thank you, Lord, for meeting our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to all start.